In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. These days are the days of Pentecost, in which we all feel joy by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ is always working for his church. While he was lifted on the cross, he was working for the church. The period between his death and his resurrection, he was working for the church. And after his resurrection, he is also working for the church. While he was lifted on the cross, as we all remember, as we celebrated in the Holy Friday and the Great Friday, he was working for the church. He was working for the whole world. He was offering himself as a sacrifice for the salvation and redemption of the whole world. And after his death, he also worked for his church. He went, or his spirit went, to the Hades. He descended into Hades through the cross, and he liberated and delivered all the souls, all the righteous souls who departed with the hope of the coming Messiah. He liberated them and led them to the paradise. And after his resurrection, also he is working for the church. And as we heard now, in the same day of his resurrection, the evening, Jesus came and stood in the midst of his disciples and said to them, "Peace with you." Even the doors were shut. And this happened last Sunday, on the first day of his resurrection. And in this day, he gave them the gift of priesthood. He pressed in them, as it is said here. It is said he pressed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is the gift of priesthood. In order to give authority and give power for the church to be able to forgive sins. All of us remember that our Lord Jesus Christ forgave the sins of many people who came to him. He said to the sinful woman who came and wept and was wiping his feet with hair, and anointed his feet with the fragrant oil, he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And when they brought him the paralytic man, he said to him, "Your sins are forgiven." And some may ask, these people were lucky that they met our Lord Jesus Christ, and they got the forgiveness of their sins. They were so lucky. How about me? How about you? Now our Lord Jesus Christ give authority and give power and give the gift of priesthood to his disciples in order to forgive sins. That's why the church have this authority. Any sinful man, any sinful woman, any sinful youth, anyone who feel the burden of his sins can come to the church, and through the authority, through the power of the priesthood our Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciple and gave to the church, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. And then he added, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave this authority and gave this power and gave this gift to his church. He gave us, or he gave his disciples and their descendants and those who labored in the priesthood in the Holy Church, he gave them the keys of the kingdom of heaven. It is amazing to know that our Lord Jesus Christ always gave his church, and his gifts are without limits. Can you imagine that he can give his church the keys of the kingdom of heaven, the authority to forgive sins on the earth? This is amazing. And this is the gift of the priesthood given to the church on the first day of his resurrection. Now, what about this holy day? This is the first Sunday of the Pentecost, and we call it Thomas Sunday. Indeed, I can say to you that the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ was something amazing, not easy to be believed. Even though he spoke about his resurrection and he said to his disciples that he shall be delivered to the sin people, and they will kill him and he will be risen in the third day. Although he said this, but we have to confess that resurrection is not an ordinary event. Resurrection is a power not from this world. Here in this world, we know only, before resurrection, we know only birth and death, and in between, temporal life, full of troubles, full of tribulations, full of weakness, full of sickness, and then it ends with this. All the people do not know except birth and death, but resurrection is something new. It is power not from this world. It is power from heaven. This power, our Lord Jesus Christ brought it. and make it to dwell in his church and in his believers, to enjoy this power, to take this power in them. And that is why it was not easy for the disciples to believe in resurrection. Some of you believe that only Thomas, he is the only disciple who doubted in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I can say to you, no. Not only Thomas. Thomas was the only one who announced it and declared frankly that unless I put my hand, I cannot believe. He said this to them, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, unless I put my finger into the print of the nails, not only his finger, but he wanted to put his whole hand. And he added, unless I put my hand into his side, I will not believe. In fact, I can say to you, not only Thomas who doubted in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. All the disciples doubted. All of them did not believe for the first time. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that they worshipped him, but some doubted. Some of them doubted. It is not only Thomas. In the Gospel of Mark, when Mary Magdalene came and preached them and told them that she had seen the Lord and he is alive, they did not believe her. It is in the Gospel of Mark. They did not believe Mary Magdalene. When the two disciples of Emmaus, to whom our Lord Jesus Christ manifested himself, and they came and told the disciples, they did not believe them either. To the extent that it is written in the Gospel of Mark, our Lord appeared to them and rebuked their unbelief and the hardness of their hearts. He rebuked their unbelief and the hardness of their heart, because, listen to me, they did not believe. It is written that the statement "did not believe" repeated so times, not for Thomas only, but for the whole disciples, that our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them and rebuked their unbelief and the hardness of their heart. Why? Because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Not only this, but we read in the Gospel of Luke, when the woman came and told them about resurrection, it is said that their words seemed to them like idle tolls. تَرَاءَ كَلَامُهُنَّ لَهُمْ كَالْهَزَيَانِ. They could not believe, and they did not believe them. To the extent that, why this? Because as I said to you, resurrection is not an ordinary event. Resurrection is a power from heaven came and dwelt in the church. And it takes so many trials of our Lord Jesus Christ to manifest himself for 40 days and through many, many proofs to prove his resurrection. It is not an ordinary event. In the Gospel of Luke, it is said that when our Lord Jesus Christ stood in the midst of them, not only they did not believe, but also they got terrified and frightened. Can you believe this? They became terrified and frightened. They supposed they had seen a spirit. They all could not believe. It is not only Thomas. It is not only Thomas who did not believe. All the disciples did not believe in the first time. To the extent that our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts?" مضطربين ليه؟ وليه عندكم شكوك؟ Why? Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands. He showed them his hands and his feet. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. It took so many trials of our Lord Jesus Christ to convince them, to make them believe in his resurrection. And he said to them, "Handle me and see, for the spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." Not only this, but he also asked them for some food, although the body of the resurrection has no need to eat. But he asked them for some food, and he ate in their presence, as it is said in the Gospel of Luke. Now it is obvious for us, not only Thomas, who doubted in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, but Thomas was the one who dared to say this, unless. He was the only one to represent the weakness of the human nature, to represent anyone who do not believe except if he see and touch, and to put his hand and his finger and say frankly, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger and put my hand in his side." That's why that church, our church, took this day and made it a feast. Today is a feast of the seven minor feasts of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because in this day, our Lord Jesus Christ manifested himself even to the level of touching him and putting the fingers in the print of the nails and putting the hand in his side. And it was amazing for St. Thomas to cry and not to say Rabuni as Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene said Rabuni. What is the meaning of Rabuni? Teacher. But St. Thomas, when he put his hand and put his finger in the wounds, in the print of the nails, and in the side of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was convinced of the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ and cried, "My Lord and my God." Do you know why St. Thomas cried and said, "My Lord and my God"? Because we have so many evidences, we have so many proofs about or concerning the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. However, through his speech, whether through his miracles, through many, many times, but the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the most powerful proof. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the most powerful evidence of his divinity. That is why when St. Thomas was facing the resurrection through the side and through the print of the nails, he was facing the resurrection, the power of the resurrection. That's why he believed and he said, not Rabboni, but my Lord and my God. This is what St. Paul said in his first chapter in the letter to the Romans, in the first numbers, about our Lord Jesus Christ, that he declared to be the Son of God with power through the resurrection from dead. تعين ابن الله بقوة من جهة روح القداسة بالقيامة من الأموات. Declared to be the Son of God with power through the resurrection of dead. Today is a great day. Today is the day for those who doubts, for those who do not believe. Our church do not reject anyone who come with doubts in his thoughts. Our Lord Jesus Christ did not reject Thomas nor the disciples when they were in doubt. But he was very kind with them and they dealt with the weakness of them. That's why anyone who has any doubts, doubts in the faith, doubts in the Holy Bible, who has doubts in the eternal life, who had doubts in resurrection, anyone who had doubts in the Holy Communion, as we heard from every now and then, is this a real body of our Lord Jesus Christ? Is this a real blood? Anyone who is in doubt, we learn it from our Lord Jesus Christ to be kind with them and to accept them and to be able to have long suffering with them until they are convinced, until they believe, until they cry with St. Thomas and say, "My Lord and my God." Anyone has any question regarding our Lord Jesus Christ, eternal life, resurrection, death, any question, he is welcome. We learn it from our Lord Jesus Christ to have long suffering with the weakness of the human nature. This is the lesson we learn from this great day. That's why, my beloved, I say and confirm to you that our Lord Jesus Christ stayed 40 days, manifesting himself to his disciples through many proofs that he is alive, that he is risen. That's why this power of resurrection dwelt in the church, dwelt in the heart of each one. That's why the disciples were able to preach bravely with the power of the resurrection. And they go through the whole countries, all nations, preaching the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.